And with all the changes happening because of the thing, as we call it, you might have had to call on some of your superannuation savings. But that begs the question, have you missed out on any money you're entitled to? And joining us to discuss that matter is the CBA's Chief Data and Analytics Officer, Dr. Andrew McMullen. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, Keith. Really great to speak to you.
What are we looking at here in terms of how much money Australians could actually be owed by the government?
We've estimated that annually at least $10 billion can be left on the table of money that Australians are eligible for, rebates, refunds that they can claim.
So that's $10 billion. That's 1,000 million.
Yeah, that's right. That's a low estimate of what we think is left on the table.
So what sort of payments are we looking at here that people aren't actually claiming from the government that they are entitled to? You mentioned rebates. What sort of rebates?
People can get a discount on electricity bills, car registration. There's other things in there like active kids vouchers. Unclaimed money is a very popular one. Over 200,000 customers have went in to start a claim to get money that they're entitled to. So maybe that's an example where money was left in a bank account or a life insurance policy. It was not touched or claimed for a certain period of time. And we're just connecting customers with that money.
Speaking this morning with Dr. Andrew McMullen, the Chief Data and Analytics Officer at CBA, about unclaimed money that people are owed by the government, whether that's state or federal. And Andrew, what's the best way for people to check up on this? Is there a single app that they can use or a single website they can go to?
Yeah, there is. You can go into the CommBank app or log into our NetBank, and in there the benefit feature is available. And that takes you through some easy steps to try and identify things that you will be eligible for. And even if Australians aren't customers of Commonwealth Bank, you can go on to our webpage, and lots of details are available there to show you all the benefits that are available to give you an idea of what you might be able to get.
So that those billions and billions, upwards of $10 billion, you think that's actually quite a small estimate of what Australians could be able to claim back?
Yeah, we do. That's a low-end estimate. We reckon anywhere between $10 billion and $70 billion a year goes left unclaimed.
$70 billion. So if you were to roll that back into people's bank accounts or the economy more generally, would that mean that people, in your opinion, and this is just a rough guess, they probably wouldn't have needed to draw down on their superannuation benefits? Or do you think that they might still have had to do that, but this is now just a way to top back up again?
Oh, that's exactly what we're trying to do, help customers, particularly now in lockdown scenario or as we've been going through COVID. And again, we did some calculations last year, and we reckon that CommBank customers who used the feature were able to reclaim almost $500 million.
That is quite a lot of money. And for people in South Australia, have the claims been going up here in South Australia a bit more in recent times?
Yeah, they certainly have. South Australia actually has seen the largest jump in terms of the percentage increase, and it's up almost 200% in South Australia in terms of this time last year compared to the same time last year.
That is absolutely incredible. So make sure you head along to the CBA website if you're not a CBA customer, or if you are, you can download the app to make sure that you do catch up on all the money that the government could be owing you, and it could be quite a lot. Dr. Andrew McMullen from the CBA, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.